Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, as we said in the news just a few minutes ago, today marks the beginning of the holiday travel season. It's going to be a busy one, not as busy as most years, but still busy. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Paul. Yeah, we're going to see a reduction from last year in overall travel of about 29%, and air travel will be off about 60%. But still, over each of the last 4 days, the TSA has screened at least 1 million passengers at the nation's airports. That's the highest number since the beginning of the pandemic way back in March. Those numbers are expected to rise for the next several days as we get into the holiday travel season, which ends then on January 3rd. We're going to see about 84 million Americans traveling more than 50 miles for the holiday. And that's down from last year, but still a very high number, disappointingly high to federal, state, and local health officials.
That's right. Everybody is urging folks to stay home. And yet, although travel is down, it's still probably more than a lot of people expected to see over this holiday period.
I think you're right, a lot more than they expected, and certainly for health folks, more than they were hoping for. The concern, of course, is that people travel. They will carry coronavirus with them. They'll bring it back home with them. They'll spread it to other people and not even know that they're infected. This all, of course, comes as the rollout of the vaccines continues, but most people are way down the priority list. Right now, it's still medical personnel who are getting those shots, Paul.
Of course, one of the concerns with traveling is if you're moving from one state to another, you don't necessarily know what the COVID restrictions are in another state. You might be able to eat in a restaurant in one state, not in another. Movies, yes, in one, not in another. I mean, there's a lot of things to know when you travel right now.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. For example, and if you're traveling from Detroit to New York, for example, for the holiday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has put a tool on its website, I think recognizing that despite its warnings, people are going to travel. Click on this the link on the website. There's a travel planner there. So traveling from Detroit to New York, you'd put in the zip code of the place where you're going in New York, and up will pop information about local mask regulations or requirements, about self-quarantine rules, about what's open and what might be closed, and what to do once you get there, you start feeling sick. So it's kind of a handy tool that CDC is putting up there. I think they're doing so reluctantly, but wanting to keep people safe regardless.
There's going to be a lot of people hitting the airports that probably haven't been there since the beginning of the pandemic. Anything they need to know about how to conduct yourself at an airport or what you might find when you get there?
Yeah, well, sure. Well, I mean, the airlines and the airports want you to wear a mask before you walk into the terminal. Put it on, wear it to the ticket counter, wear it through security, certainly. There's one point that you'll have to pull it down at the request of the TSA agent checking you against your photo ID. Then it's back up. You are supposed to wear it all the way through security and on board your flight and not take it off at all unless you're drinking or eating something. That's where the danger comes in, though, potentially. Most of the airlines have stopped blocking off the center seat, and so it's going to be three in a row. I flew back from Philadelphia a few weeks ago, and it was every seat filled, and you're sitting right next to someone, and if you're exposing yourself, if you take your mask off, to their germs, they are exposed to yours, and you could have a real super spreader event going on.
Yeah, absolutely. All going to be very careful out there. Jim, stay safe. Appreciate the information.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.